The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. This is our program today has a couple of guests. I have one on the telephone. I have one in the studio. In the studio, I have Tony Lowy. And Tony is going to be talking about some of the programs of Peer 360, the Recovery Alliance. And I also have on the telephone from Huron Behavioral Health, Ruth, I hope I say your name right, Schwendinger. She's with the Behavioral Health. She's a prevention specialist. And I want to thank you both for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Craig.
First, Tony, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in all of this?
Yes, I'm a person in long-term recovery. I've been in the Huron County recovery community for over 30 years. And 2 years ago or so, I was asked to become the Huron County coordinator for Peer 360, and I took up that position, and that's about my background. So,
with your years of experience here, you're the one to ask, is it true that you never really are cured, that every day you have to just keep going forward?
Well, it is really a daily thing that people do. I mean, with meetings and recovery community being part of a recovering, with your peers is very important to the recovering addict.
And Ruth, your part in this, I assume, is because through behavioral health, this is an addiction, and you have to fight it on both the medical and the addiction terms.
Right. I think that what we've seen over the last few years in developing medical studies is that addiction really is a chronic brain disease, and it's progressive, and it's potentially deadly for some people. And so when we're taking a look at it from a behavioral health standpoint, we realize that there's a physical change in people's brains at some point after initial use that actually develops into and signals to the professionals that, yes, there's a lot more going on here than just a choice.
And it's not just the need, it is an actual physical addiction.
Right. So there's that physical change in the brain structure that signals to some people that their priorities have completely changed. They no longer feel as much of a need for air and water and shelter. It's more all about that substance, whatever it is. And so that's something that's treatable, and people can and do recover. So, I mean, that's the message that we're bringing, and not just with this event. This event is, from a behavioral health standpoint, more about prevention. And so just giving people opportunities to have fun without alcohol or other substances involved. I often hear there's very little to do in Huron County, and I think if we could communicate better about a lot of those great options that we have, that more people could engage and really be more recovery supportive as an environment, as a community, give people more opportunities to engage and have that good social support, you know, in the absence of alcohol and other substances.
It allows people to do many of the things that they did before that always seemed to have alcohol and other substances around, and find out that the substances aren't the part that made it fun.
Right. And there were a couple of studies that I got to read about in school, and one of them was amazing, where they created a bar-like environment for college students and had them rate their level of enjoyment with and without alcohol, and they had the same level of enjoyment because of the environment they were in. So I think if we can recreate environments where we have fun already and engage in those positive social interactions where we're building relationships, we're truly connecting with people, and we're having fun in the absence of alcohol, then we're building a better society.
Okay. Now, Tony, you are involved in Peer 360. What is Peer 360?
Well, Peer 360 exists to serve a diverse recovery community. their families and their friends. We offer a unified voice and a shared recovery vision. We build bridges across gaps between professional treatment services and successful lives in long-term recovery so that no more are lost to addiction. Currently, we have three meetings, Peer 360 meetings, recovery meetings, in Huron County. One is in Harbor Beach at Monday nights at 5:30. We have two at Great Lakes Bay Health Center at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays and Fridays. Also, you know, what Ruth was kind of touching on there was that Peer 360 has, we like to have safe and sober events. One of the big events that's happening real soon here, and one that I want to promote today, is the Saturday, December 28th at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 4 o'clock. It's called the Winter Warm-Up. It's going to be a real exciting night or afternoon of fun and food. It's all free to anyone in the community. We invite families. We invite recovering people. We invite just anyone that supports the recovery lifestyle. We're going to have a band there, the Bill Denbrock Big Band. There will be a chili cook-off going on, so bring your very best chili and prizes. You know, for the chili, we're going to have a $50 first prize for the best chili. The people will vote on it. We're going to have giveaways and events, things that are happening. For the children, we're going to have a children's table, craft table. This year, we're really hoping our outreach is to the senior population. Is a really important population to us too, and we've been doing an outreach to them, and we would like to see the senior citizens here in Huron County come on out and see what a safe and sober event looks like with Peer 360.
And you mentioned children at the event. This does make it possible to be more of a family event than a late night event where there were at a drinking establishment and such.
Absolutely. This happens. The winter warm-up will be between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock at a time when families, can get together, have dinner together. We're going to have chicken and the fixins, and we're going to have the chili, of course, is a big part of the event. We're going to have gift bags for the children. It's a chance for families to really get out and see what safe and sober living is like. And, of course, at all the Peer 360 events, there'll be scores of Peer 360 people that are working with and in Peer 360, and they'll get to see them interact and see that recovery is really a pretty wonderful lifestyle.
And you mentioned the seniors. Are they a tough nut to crack? I mean, because they've lived their whole lives in a certain way, and then to have a change, maybe the doctor says you have to, or it's going to be, bad for you. But is it difficult, the old dogs learning new tricks, or do you find that it works?
No, Craig, I find it just the opposite. They've been very welcoming to me. I've gone to all the meal sites and talked to senior citizens this month, and they've all been, real receptive to the idea. One of the problems, and I don't know how big it is in Huron County necessarily, but oftentimes a senior citizen will be prescribed an addictive drug, and they inadvertently become addicted to it, and they get confused and dismayed, and we with Peer 360 we can change that view or that attitude that there's something wrong with them, that this is a normal process. There's a normal process for people to get recovery, and even senior citizens experience, you know, problems with substance use.
And we talked a little bit about this before the program, the stigma. People have the stigma not only concerning how they view others, but they can have it in themselves that I don't want to be viewed that way. It can work both ways.
Yes. You know, 360 wants to dispel the idea that the addict is some kind of bad person or a criminal, or that, you know, it's all the negatives that go along with, you know, the idea. If you watch the movies and you watch the TV, you get the idea that an addict is this terrible person, but that's just not true. I think that everyone with a substance use disorder can get relief by being treated. There's a myriad, just many, many ways for an addict to be treated, and that's what 360. That's what we do. We let people know that they're not alone. That there's things that can be done. You know, I talked a little bit with you earlier about what we call MAT drugs, medically assisted treatments that are available today that were never available, say, even, you know, 15, 20 years ago. This just didn't exist. But today, there's a way that a person with substance use disorder can get better through medicine.
If someone has a problem, do they usually know it and they're either in denial, or is it a case where if even you suspect, maybe you should have it checked out and talk to somebody?
Well, if you suspect you have a problem, like I talked about with the senior citizens, you know, inadvertently becoming addicted. But an addict mostly knows when they're having a problem. And they mostly, as Ruth would say, that they just don't know, you know, where to reach out for help. And here on Behavioral Health and Peer 360 and other recovery groups are out there that lend a helping hand to the person with a problem.
It would seem if you could reach out for the help before you get in trouble, say with the law, and then it's mandated, it seems that would be better. You'd have options where you feel more free about it, and you don't have that hanging over you either.
Well,
right. Most people don't get in trouble with the law if they have a substance use issue. And I think that's one of those misconceptions. And I just want to reiterate that most people who misuse alcohol or other drugs are living, you know, very active lives. They're in the community working and playing and raising families. And that's something that we're trying to correct along with that stigma issue. But I wonder, Craig, if we could go back to something we had been talking about a minute ago about seniors.
Okay.
So this event is really, we're trying to reach seniors in the area. And we talked about, you know, is it a tough nut to crack? I think no. We just have a vibrant group of seniors already in multiple different groups doing different things with things at the senior centers and with, you know, wood carving and the tip of the thumb dancers. And there's a lot of groups that are really active, right? The triad group. And one of the things we're trying to do is not change other people, but change how we're approaching other people to meet the needs that they have. So we visited with the senior council and with members there to say, what is it that you would like to see from groups who are hosting Safe and Sober events? And so we got input from people about music and food and dancing. And so we're really trying to meet people where they are instead of, you know, forcing them to accept something that we think they need. So, you know, trying to let people have more input on that as far as, well, we want a big band. We like live music. We want dancing. We've got dancing is one of those great things that seniors can do to maintain their mental health. And then on top of that, I know Tony was talking about the chili cook-off. For some people who maybe don't enjoy chili or don't digest it as well as others, We have also that roasted chicken from McDonald's Food and Family Center that seniors seem to really love. And, you know, roasted red skin potatoes and green beans and other options as well. But a lot of that input came from directly from seniors and trying to give people what they want instead of what we think they need.
Okay. And the event is you said was free. Do they need to register so you know how many are coming, how many meals to have prepared so that, you know, you're either not coming up short or having too much at the end?
No, it's just come if you want. It'd be nice if you'd call me. My number is 989-550-1045. If you want to bring some chili, I'd like to have an idea, who's bringing all the chili. But other than that, no, just come, bring your families, bring yourselves. It's going to be a wonderful event. Like Ruth says, this is certainly not only for families and recovering people, but also for people in the community that are interested in seeing a safe and sober recovery event. So,
and if they're bringing chili, contact you so that you can let them know how much you need to bring, whether you need a crock pot full or something, so that there's enough to go around and everyone can taste it.
Usually people bring a crock pot. We had 14 or 15 crocks of chili last time, and I expect we'll have that much or more this year. Mostly people make it reasonably
large. So we should have enough food for about 200 people, and we're really looking forward to it. It should be a good night. And if we run out of food, we've got options in town. We know where to go.
There you go. All righty. Tony and I were talking a little bit beforehand that there is a new program that's going to be starting after the first of the year. We have the Thumb Regional Sobriety Court. That one operates in Huron and Tuscola County, basically out of Tuscola County, and that involves alcohol abuse. But there's also going to be a drug court starting this coming 2020 and for both counties, but it'll be kind of based in Huron County with Judge David Harrington handling it. So that'll be another avenue for intense treatment?
Craig, I'm really excited that they invited me to sit on the drug court team. Drug court will be starting up sometime after January 20. Like you said, Judge Harrington, it's going to be the Huron-Tuscola Drug Court. And right now, presently, they have a sobriety court that Judge Gerhardt in Tuscola, she's the judge presiding judge there. This one will be Huron and Tuscola people that go through the court. It gives the person that's arrested that actually does get in trouble an option. They can choose whether or not they want to go for intensive treatment or go to jail. And it's been so much successful in the sobriety court. We expect much success with the same type of success with the drug court. It would involve things like treatment and it would meetings.
There would be drug testing. There would be counseling. There would be all of these things.
Yes.
Very intense to give people a real tough program to get through. That's what they've always said. And when I sit in the courtroom in Huron County, the judge is telling the people, sobriety court is not a piece of cake. It's very tough. I assume this is going to be patterned after it. And perhaps like sobriety court, it's an option for the judge, and it's a way that the conviction can be kind of not on your public record as it is in the sobriety court.
Yeah, the drug court will feature treatment, of course, and probation, meetings and therapy, community service and goal setting. That's important, very important. They'll set goals, how they're going to live their lives after substance use and being clean,
Okay. Ruth, if people believe they have substance abuse problem and they're trying to seek help, it's kind of this, where do I go? Is Huron Behavioral Health a good place to start?
I would start online. So
really?
HuronCMH.org has, in the center of the main page, a tab you can click on that says assessment. And so you can actually go online to the website, HuronCMH.org, and visit that and do your own online anonymous free assessment. It takes, you know, it takes a few minutes. It's, you know, 10 to 20 questions. You can take it on behalf of yourself or a loved one. And then you can email those results straight to your doctor or yourself. So I think that's a really good option. And on those assessments, you can choose if you want to focus on alcohol use disorder or another substance use disorder or another mental illness. And try to see and gauge where are you as far as where's your level of wellness. And we talk about wellness as if we're on a spectrum and the direction we're headed, whether we feel like we want to get better or if we feel like there's less hope in the world and we're focused either forward or backward on that spectrum. So this will give us a glimpse into just a snapshot of where we are on that spectrum of overall wellness, and then gives us a starting point. Gives us some of those tools and some of those references of, you know, how do I start talking about this? And so that's a really good starting point for people. In addition, you could go to meetings and visit with other people. I know we talked about drug court, but for the most part, when we're talking about drug court, that's one thing that's happening in the whole realm of recovery and being a recovery supportive community, which is fantastic, but it's one small part of it. And there are several other great things happening in the community that Tony and I get to be a part of as we are members of the Recovery Roundtable. So we have a Recovery and Prevention Roundtable, which is an open group, individuals who are interested in creating a more recovery-centered community. And one of the great things that we're looking forward to in conjunction with the start of drug court is the opportunity to provide rides for individuals trying to get to meetings. So you had talked about some of those requirements with drug court being treatment and drug testing and meetings. And I believe they said 90 meetings in
4 months.
Is it 4 months?
Yes.
And so what the Recovery Roundtable has been able to do is write a grant request for the Huron County Community Foundation, which they just fully funded this grant request so that we can provide, with support from Thumb Area Transit, rides to meetings at no cost to the individuals who are requesting those rides. So, I mean, there are so many good things happening, and it's an exciting time to be part of this, and it's really good to see drug court and safe and sober events and seniors getting more involved and families reaching out and seeking, you know, meetings for their own self-care when they're dealing with loved ones with substance use or disorders.
Is the recovery a family thing? I know there we have in the county, we have Families Against Narcotics. I know Judge Prill is very involved in that. Is it something that, you know, you can do it on your own, but it helps if your family's behind you?
One of the things that we have seen, and this is in my personal experience, I've not just gone to school for psychology and studied, but in my personal experience, I worked in a recovery center in a detox facility for years and in my own family life. It seems to be that finding that social support makes it so much easier for an individual to sustain and maintain and stay on that path to recovery, whatever it is for that individual. And that's consistent in the research that's being done over the last 5 to 10 years, is finding that consistent social support. And we've known for years you can't be an individual with a disorder and then go back to that same environment and expect to stay well. So we need to change the environment that we're living in, and finding those social supports, having that family support, is probably the number one protective factor.
Exactly.
in just about any mental illness, and definitely with substance use disorders.
Is this a case where you find out who your real friends are when you go into recovery, and they're willing to not put you in the situation that'll get you in trouble?
Not necessarily.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not necessarily. Go ahead.
I think people don't know how to be supportive. They don't know how to, how to maintain their own lifestyle while supporting a friend in recovery. And that's why it's helpful for friends and family members to go to some of these open meetings, like Families Against Narcotics, like Celebrate Recovery, like Peer 360, and see and learn from other people who are dealing with the same thing how to be supportive. Because it's a very common situation where we feel like we need to just blame someone and isolate them until they figure it out for themselves. And that doesn't work.
People with substance use disorders are everyone. They're, you probably know people with problems that don't even, you wouldn't even know. And these people, they deserve the support from their families and the community as much as anybody else. And that's where Peer 360 really shines. If you're wondering about, if you're saying to yourself, how can I, I know someone that's really suffering, how can I help this person? You yourself, go ahead and attend some of these safe and sober events. Come on into a Peer 360 meeting. You're welcome to, people that support the recovery lifestyle are absolutely welcome to come to a meeting and check it out. And like Ruth says, meet some of the people that are getting long-term recovery.
Do you find, when you have something like AA, there's confidentiality in the group. Do most of the programs have that type of, where people respect one another's confidentiality?
Well, absolutely. We encourage the people, to not talk about who they see there, what they hear there, to just go ahead and leave it at the meetings. And, by and large, that is being done. I mean, people respect other people's recovery and respect other people's privacy. It's just a very good if you partake in a 360 meeting, you'll leave there so much better off. I mean, you're going to understand it so much better, and you would not discuss who you saw there. I mean, we have a preamble that we ask people not to discuss what they hear. And by and large, like I say, people are very respectful of that.
What goes on in 360 stays in 360?
Mostly, yes, I would say so.
Yeah, are there times, though, if you see a pattern that, is going to lead to, maybe death or something, do you have to take them aside and say you need to get help?
Well, yeah.
Really bad? I mean, it's not going to just be the talking. If you don't stop this, you're going to be in serious health or legal trouble.
Well, you can advise a person with substance use disorders that they ought to seek help and seek help as soon as possible. But recovery is a choice. Even at the late stages, recovery is a choice. I think that people, they do take good advice or good counsel. I might send somebody directly over to the hospital, say, if that's necessary. I mean, if I meet up with somebody or somebody's on the phone, that's where it happens quite often, is someone will call and say, here's what kind of trouble I'm in. Well, if they're deep trouble, you can just go ahead and call 911 and get somebody out there as soon as possible. But that's a rare occasion. Usually people that are reaching out for help are somewhere in anywhere along the line of from early use to late stage use. And the recovery is possible in all stages of addiction.
One of the keys, though, is that you have to want it. No one can tell you to, the courts can't tell you to, until you've had enough and you want to change your life. That's kind of the key.
Well, that's always been true, Craig. Nothing's changed there. You do it, but it's a choice. We offer a choice. If you want to live clean, if you want to live sober, that we offer an opportunity to do that. And of course, we're trained recovery coaches, and we can, you know, all the different things that are going on for recovery. Again, I'll mention medicated assisted treatment. That's a huge thing that's in the last, 10, 15 years only, that was never available to a addict before. Now there is treatment, even, you know, if that would help them to get into a recovery situation. You know, that's something huge that's going on now.
And that's probably in relation to the change in our perception of it, the stigma that, you know, we find that it's family members and it's not just those people, and then more money gets into the research to find these drugs to help as opposed to years past.
Yes, I'm a firm believer in these, that a person may need a hand up, and that's what medicated assisted treatment is a hand up, you know, just that extra something that helps them stay substance free, and for a time, so that they can grasp what recovery really is. One of the things that I wanted to touch on today is at all of our big events, like this winter warm up at the Knights of Columbus Hall, we have what we call Narcan training, and we have a trainer, a professional trainer, that train people to administer Narcan. It's a drug that if someone is having an opioid overdose, it can be administered, and of course it's life saving. It's a reversal.
It blocks the effects that the drug has on your brain and your body to keep you from shutting down your breathing and everything else that can kill you.
But it can be administered by anybody, a family member or a friend, a spouse can administer this to a person that's suffering from an opioid overdose. And the things that are new. Ruth mentioned that how excited we are about all the things that are happening now, that didn't exist prior to this time. It's an exciting time to be in recovery, in the recovery community for me. I guess I like to see, or how do I put this? It's wonderful that people are able to live now where they died before.
We're kind of coming to the end of our time here. Are there any things that you, Ruth, or you, Tony, want to make sure we touch on? Can you tell people how to get involved in a 360? Is there a way through Huron Behavioral Health they can call and find out about the programs, or should they start at that website with the quiz to see if you have a problem?
Go ahead, Ruth. You start.
So people can get in touch in many different ways. We've got the website, HuronCMH.org, where people can do that online assessment. We've got Peer 360 information along with other recovery supportive groups information in the lobby, or you can give me a call and ask. And the number for Huron Behavioral Health is 269-9293. And just ask for Ruth, or most anybody in the office can find that information for you. If people are looking to get a little more involved in not just an event or a group, but want to really see the systematic changes that are happening throughout Huron County, the Recovery and Prevention Roundtable, again, it's open meeting. We meet at 10 a.m. at Huron Behavioral Health on the second Thursday of every month. And, if you'd like to come to that, you're welcome. Just walk in the front door and say, I'm here for the Recovery Roundtable meeting. And if people are looking for more than that, the Peer 360 website, peer360recovery.org, and that's the numeral 360recovery.org, has events and group meetings on their website listed pretty consistently, and they're in multiple counties. And so the Huron County events and meetings are listed there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Ruth. Yeah, and again, I do encourage anybody that's interested, anybody that knows someone that has a substance use disorder or has a substance use disorder, to stop in and check out a meeting at Great Lakes Bay Health Center on Tuesdays or Fridays at 2 o'clock, Harbor Beach Library at 5:30 on Mondays. I encourage you to just walk in the way Ruth described it. Just come in and sit down. There'll be no pressure. You don't have to talk at all. You can just listen and hear recovering addicts and the people that support them getting help and helping others. That's exactly what goes on. I'm pushing this real hard. This winter warm-up event that we're having at the Knights of Columbus Hall on the 28th, Saturday the 28th of December. It's going to be a great time. It will give you an opportunity to see people having safe and sober fun in your own community.
Well, thanks for being with us, both of you. I hope if somebody is out there and can take to heart some of the stuff that's available, get help that they need, and get themselves moving forward to a better life, then we've done some good here today.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Tony, and thanks to you, Ruth.
Thank you, Tony. And Craig, I appreciate the opportunity to come visit with you and everybody who's listening. And just, we're going to have fun. And again, this event is about having fun and giving people the opportunity to do that, not just for individuals in recovery, but for everybody.
I'd like to thank our guest today, Tony Lowy, the Peer 360 person that we have here. He's been talking
about... Huron County Coordinator.
Huron County Coordinator. Yep, I have it here, and I didn't even see
it.
And Ruth, and I'm going to say your name again right, Schwendinger. She's with Huron Behavioral Health in Bad Axe, just to the west of town. You can either stop in, go to their website, and take that thing on the front page that can tell you if you need to maybe get some help on certain things in your life. And it would be a good thing. It's confidential. There's nobody going to be checking up on you. And it'll just give you that one start to say, well, maybe I should. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.